Everyone, and welcome to another episode of For You From Eve. We are back with another For You Friday episode. I know today's episode went up a little bit later than usual, but if you're new here and you don't know what For You Friday is and you don't know who I am or what this podcast is, hi, my name is Olivia Eve. I started this podcast For You From Eve a little bit over a year ago, and we kind of just talk about everything. Like, there are really no limits here. We talk about wellness, we talk about lifestyle, we talk about relationship advice, friendships, self-love, everything that kind of just happens in our life that you can relate to, that you can receive help from, that you can receive guidance from, and where you can kind of take this advice and guidance and these lifestyle tips and become a better version of your yesterday self. So that is what this podcast is about. And every single Friday, I upload a For You Friday where basically I go through advice that you guys asked me, or I think of a specific topic that I want to talk about, and I kind of just break it up into little parts and talk to it about you guys. So yes, today's episode went up a little bit later than usual. My episodes normally go up at like 10 a.m. Eastern time. But for the past 2 weeks, I've had construction going on in my kitchen. So there's just been like floors being changed, like wall changes being colored, people are coming to paint, furniture's being built in. And the furniture is actually being built in right now downstairs. But I was like, I have to record this episode. Like, there's no other time for me to do this because it is Friday and I don't think that you can hear it. I kind of tested it out to make sure. So I think we're okay on background noise. But I'm excited for today's episode where we're going to be talking about breaking up with bad habits. And I'm going to kind of break down some bad habits that I've noticed myself using, that I notice other people using, and how to also remove them from our life, how to actually break up with these bad habits. Before we start into the bad habits, you guys know I love to kind of just check up with you in the beginning. How has your week been? It's a Friday, so the week is over. This felt like the longest week of my life. I think for the past week and a half, I've been kind of at a lower point in my life, a more stressed out, emotional point in my life where a lot of things are kind of changing. And this is so funny because I just did a few episodes on advice in my 20s. And in that episode, I was speaking about how content I was with everything in my life, the people I had in my life, my school, my job, my career, like just everything that I was doing in life, I was so content. And now it's a week later, 2 weeks later, and I'm like, what is going on? Why are things changing? Where is my mind going? And I've just been at a very low point this week, and I want to be open about it and I want to talk about it because it's normal to have weeks like that, and it's okay if it's not just a bad day and it's a bad week, and it's okay to kind of force ourselves to pick each other up. So I'm going to kind of talk about a little bit how I forced myself to pick myself back up, because I realized how hard it can be to pull yourself out of a dark place, where I kind of was just at a really dark spot this past weekend, like last weekend, and it kind of dragged into my week. And I know on Monday, I normally have like classes all day. I woke up, I did not go to one class that day because I have my ice roller right next to me as I'm recording this, because my eyes were so puffy this morning that I had to ice them down. But I woke up on Monday just not in a great mood, just some like personal things going on in life, a little bit stressed out with school. Some things are happening career-wise. There's just a few things going on where I'm kind of like, I need everything to slow down and pause because I'm not ready to like, you know, embark this or talk about this or deal with this yet. So it's been a roller coaster of emotions. It's been a roller coaster of things happening in my life. And I'm someone that likes to keep in a lot. I don't really like talking about what's going on in my life, even to the closest friends of my life, because it's like, I think that there's always something kind of holding me back of like, do they actually care? Like, why am I going to talk about my problems with someone else? Like, it's just, I always kind of go back and forth with actually speaking about how I feel. So I never really like talking about the problem itself or kind of telling other people about it or getting advice from other people. So I think this is kind of my outlet to do that. But yeah, I woke up on Monday and I skipped all my classes. I barely ate. I was just like one of those days where I did not leave my bed. I stayed in bed all day and I was just like, I don't want to leave this bed. And I just was not feeling my best. My mind wasn't there. My heart wasn't there. I didn't want to do anything work related, just nothing. I sat in bed and I watched rom-coms all day. I made myself like a little meal and I went to the gym at night, which was actually really good. I was looking forward to my workout the whole day because I was like, I just know that's going to be good to like relieve my stress with that. So I did go to the gym. I did my workout and it was the best part of my day. And Tuesday, same thing. didn't do anything all day, didn't go to class, wasn't productive, nothing. And then Wednesday, I woke up at like 11 a.m. and I sat in bed. And then all of a sudden I look at my phone and I see it's 2 p.m. And I actually did pull out my laptop on Wednesday and went through some emails and got a little bit of work done. But around 2 p.m. I was like, Liv, what are you doing? Like, I was like, it has been 2 days that you've only been in bed. You haven't gone to classes. You haven't done any schoolwork. You haven't, you know, you haven't done anything for yourself. How do you expect to kind of get out of this funk and get out of this, you know, I guess type of sadness and stress if all you're doing is sitting in bed? And so on Wednesday, I forced myself to get out of bed. It was 2 p.m. I didn't eat yet. I was like, you're going to make yourself a good meal. You're going to sit at your desk. You're going to start doing your work. And then you're going to go to the gym and you're going to see your friends tonight. Like, you're going to make yourself productive. And I did all of those things. I woke up really late, but I was like, just because it was a bad morning and it wasn't a productive morning doesn't mean it can't be a productive day. And I got out of bed and I made myself a really good meal, a good salad, made myself a coffee. And then I sat upstairs in my room and I opened up my desk. I cleaned up my room. My room had been a mess. I cleaned up my room and I sat at my desk and I started to plan out my week. I planned out things I had to catch up on, things I had to get done, and just started to write everything that I had to do. And it felt really good to be my own person, to build myself back up. Like, it felt good that I had the power to do that, if you know what I mean. So I felt really happy when I was able to kind of pull myself out of that rut that I was having the past few days. And I was able to kind of be like, you know what? Like, I feel good right now. Like, right now in this moment, like, I feel happy and I feel proud of myself that I'm pulling myself together. And I remember, like, the rest of the day I was fine. You know, once it comes to nighttime, I think you're like sitting in bed with all your thoughts and you're like, damn, like, I really wasn't as good today as I thought. But it's kind of like those little steps. And then Thursday I was like, you're gonna go to campus today, you're gonna do a bunch of work. And yesterday was obviously Thursday. I remember, like, coming home and my kitchen was still getting done, so I was like, let me go to Starbucks to be really productive. I get to Starbucks, the Wi-Fi doesn't work. So I came back home. I went on a nice hour walk, like a 2 mile walk, which was really nice. And it just felt really nice to kind of just be out there. I haven't gone on a podcast walk in so long because I live in New Jersey. So we're a four season state. We don't just get, you know, nice weather all the time. And I live in the suburbs. I live in a town where everyone knows each other. Like, you know everyone from high school, you see people that you know. And I personally don't like that. Like, I like to have my podcast in and kind of just block everything out. So I personally don't like seeing people I know when I walk. But at the end of the day, I'm like, I need to go on a hot girl podcast walk because I've been seeing it on my TikTok so much, like so much, where, and sometimes I see people are listening to my podcast when they're on their walks, and that just makes me so happy. So if you're on your hot girl walk as you're listening to this, I'm proud of you because it's honestly the highlight of my day now. I did it yesterday and right now it's Friday. I'm like, I can't wait to do this today. Like, I see the weather outside is getting nice again. I'm so excited to just go for a walk, put in a podcast. And putting on a podcast, listening to podcasts when you have your own podcast is such an eye-opening thing because you're realizing so many things that you can incorporate into your podcast. You're noticing things that you could talk about in your podcast. Like, it really is so eye-opening. So today's episode, Breaking Up with Bad Habits, I got a lot of my inspiration from other podcasts. Like, I got some of it from Kenzie Burke's podcast, from Jay Shetty's podcast, from Emma Chamberlain's. Like, there's so many episodes that I've listened to that I'm like, wait, I can incorporate this into my episode. Like, this is a topic I can talk about and give my own answers to. I'm not gonna, you know, obviously say what everyone else is saying, but just seeing other people talk about bad habits. Like, I know Jay Shetty was kind of talking about bad habits when it comes to addiction. So something that he really loves is like fried food, and kind of how to get rid of that bad habit of eating fried food. And I'm going to talk a little bit about breaking bad habits when it comes to self-love, sadness, happiness, kind of just who we are as people and bad habits that we have within our mental health. So that's going to be today's podcast episode. I'm really, really excited to talk about it with you guys because I think I'm very guilty of having these habits and it's time that we break up with them. So let's go ahead and get started. Also, side note, I redid my desk where I record my podcast and like get my work done, and I am obsessed with it. Like, obsessed. I posted a TikTok of me redoing it. I got this like printer stand table. Everything is linked on my Amazon storefront. I'll link the TikTok where I made my desk down below too if you want to watch it. But I bought this like white printer stand and to put on top of my desk, and I'm not gonna lie, it was bigger than I thought it was gonna be, but also such a good purchase because it's taking, like, it takes up space on the desk, but not as much space because it's like the other things that were on my desk are now just all on this. So it's the only thing taking up space. But so that was just a little side note because I'm sitting here with my setup and I'm like, wait, I feel really like, feel good with this setup. Like, I feel productive in this setup. And I think feeling productive in your desk setup is one of the best feelings in the world, just feeling productive in your workspace. But anyways, let's get started with breaking up with bad habits. The first bad habit that I have written down is breaking up with negative self-talk. Talking down on yourself, thinking badly about yourself, setting certain expectations for yourself, and then not achieving them and thinking that it's your fault that you didn't achieve it, even though you are the one that created it. Self-talk, negative self-talk. Why do we talk negatively about ourselves? What are we talking negatively about ourselves? So some experiences you could think about with negative self-talk. So when I talk personal experience, I think of my fitness journey. And my fitness journey is the best thing that has ever happened to me. One of the best things that has ever happened to my mental health and my self-love journey ever. Because it's something where I proved to myself I'm capable of habit and I'm capable of routine and I'm capable of consistency. My podcast, I could say the same for. So some different examples, like I said, the gym and the fitness journey is an example that I use myself. That was a situation where I tried. So I played sports all throughout high school. Once I had gotten into college, I never worked out. I never moved my body. I never did anything. Any form of physical exercise, I didn't do anything at all. I was never working out. I was eating horribly. I wasn't sleeping on time. I didn't even know what wellness meant at that point. Like, I didn't know what a wellness girl or that girl or hot girl walks were. I didn't know what any of that meant. Once quarantine had hit, and I had tried getting into working out at that point. Like, I was like, maybe I should try getting into working out. Like, I'm gaining a little bit of weight and I should just be, you know, someone who works out. And I would not be able to keep up with it. I would start working out for like 3 days, then stop. I would eat healthy for 2 days and then stop. And it was never consistent. It was never something I continue to do. And then I got to a point, quarantine hit, and I was going on walks almost every day because what else was there to do? And I enjoyed moving my body. I was like, wait, I actually really like moving my body. I like breaking a sweat. So quarantine walks started turning into me doing full body workouts in my backyard. And there's a different motivation for me personally. There's a different motivation for me to do a workout in my backyard versus going to the gym. I prefer going somewhere to do my workout because it just makes me feel more productive, I guess. It makes me feel more like I'm going somewhere to accomplish something, whereas it's a little bit harder for me to pull myself together at home. When it comes to going to the gym, it's like, okay, I have to get ready. Like, I have to put my hair up. I have to get my workout clothes on. I have to pack my gym bag, fill up my water bottle. Now I have to get in the car. You're doing a lot of baby steps to get to your workout. So at the end, you're kind of just forcing yourself to do it. So if it was one of those days where I didn't want to work out, I would just kind of keep doing these little baby steps and be like, okay, don't think about your workout. Think about what workouts that you're going to wear. Don't think about your workout. Think about what water bottle you're going to pick, what bag you're going to bring, what sneakers you're going to bring. And then you get in the car. Don't think about your workout. Think about what song you're going to play when you get in the car. These little things are things I started to think about and kind of just be like, okay, when I think about these things, I don't get as not stressed, but I'm not like, oh, I have to work out. So once I started just focusing on the small things that I was doing, the small habits that I was doing on my way to the gym, I started to kind of gather them. And now I resonate those things with going to the gym. And that was kind of something that helped me get into the habit of going to the gym, making it part of my lifestyle. And I was so proud of myself when it finally was. I remember once quarantine ended, it was like January 2021. Quarantine had ended like before that kind of, but it was still kind of, it was in the air. Like, I was wearing a mask to the gym and I was like, I really want to start going to the gym. I want it to be a part of my life. I went for one day. And after that one day, I was like, nope, I have to force myself to get a membership and that's it. Like, I'm doing this. Forced myself to get a membership and I did it. It's over a year later and I'm still proud of myself because that is not an easy habit to gain. Like, it's not an easy thing to fall in love with working out. So it's never easy to pick a passion and decide you want to be passionate about it. But that's exactly what I did. I knew I wanted to be passionate about the wellness, the health, the fitness space. I knew I wanted to be passionate about it. So I sat down and I forced myself until all of a sudden, that's all I wanted to talk about. That's all I wanted to learn. That's all I wanted to create content about. So when I had started going to the gym, I was so proud of myself because it was something that I loved doing. And it took a while for me to actually fall in love with working out. But at the end of the day, I was like, I did it, and I did it by myself. Now, when it comes to negative self-talk, when I was first going to the gym, it wasn't necessarily to make it a habit only. I wanted to make it a habit, but I wanted to see results. There were things about myself that I thought I would be a happier human being if I had a flatter stomach. I thought I would be a happier human being if I had a bigger butt. I thought I would be a happier human being if I had skinnier arms, right? All these things. I was like, well, yeah, I want it to be a habit, but I also want to look different. Like, I also want to work out for a year and look different. I want to work out for a few months and look different. Like, yeah. Like, I want it to be a habit. I want to be healthy, but I want to look different. When that was the first thing that was on my mind when I went to the gym, I knew I was doomed. Like, I knew all of a sudden that was what everything was going to revolve around. Oh, you did 30 minutes of cardio? I'm going to wake up in the morning and see if I'm less bloated. Oh, I did a 20-minute butt workout? I'm going to wake up in the morning and take progress pics and see if I look different. All of these things. And progress pics is something that I used to do a lot of. Like every month, new progress pic. When I wouldn't see change, I would get so mad at myself. And all of a sudden, all these things I was proud of myself for, making it a habit, falling in love with it, all these things I was proud of myself, didn't matter. It was thrown out the window because I wasn't seeing results and I wasn't seeing change in my physical appearance. And this is where negative self-talk kicks in. Because as proud and happy that you are of something, if you don't accomplish that one thing that you were thinking about, even if it's the smallest part of it and it's the smallest part of the equation, nothing else will matter. So for me, I cared so much about what I looked like on the outside. I wasn't thinking about what I felt like on the inside. All I cared about was what I looked like. So even if I was feeling better, if I was getting less headaches, if I wasn't having as much anxiety attacks or whatever it was, it didn't matter because I looked the same. And that's where negative self-talk kicks in. That's when I started to get angry with my body and I started to get angry with myself. My body, who allows me to get out of bed each morning and walk on my own 2 feet and open my car door and drive to school and drive to the gym and be able to pick up a weight and run on the treadmill and go for a walk. My body that allows me to do all these things, I was mad at. And I remember the moment I was sitting in my room and I looked at my Snapchat memories and I saw a Snapchat memory of me trying on a bikini last year. And I was like, oh, like 1 year ago today, I tried on a bikini for the first time in April, like just to test it out. Like, let me do that again. And I tried on the same exact bikini and I sit in front of my mirror and I just start crying. And I start, when I say crying, I mean like fell to my knees on the floor and was like, no. I was like, how, after a year of working out, do I not look that different? How? And that's where the negative self-talk kicks in. All those happy moments I had where I'm like, I can't wait for my workout. I'm leaving my workout and I'm so happy because I love working out. I love the gym. I love fitness. I love I made this a habit. That didn't matter anymore. Now it was all about, why don't I look different? Why do I look the same? After a year of working out, why do I look the same? The positive didn't matter anymore. It was only about the negative self-talk at this point. That was all that was going through my mind. And I'm sitting on my floor and I'm crying and I'm just like, why? I'm angry at my body. I'm angry at the way I look. I'm angry that it hasn't changed. And then I sat back and I was like, what are you doing? Like, what is this? Like, since when is it so okay for you to talk to yourself like that? If anyone else was talking to you the way that you talked to yourself, how would you handle it? And I thought about that. I was like, that's like me going up to my friends in a bikini and them pointing and laughing and being like, oh my God, you look so big. Like, you go to the gym. It doesn't even look like you go to the gym. Like, you look like you gained weight. Like, you made no progress. How would I feel in that moment? I would be angry. I would probably never talk to those people again in my life. So why am I doing it to myself? Why is it okay when I do it to myself? It's this constant thing that we think that it's okay to be mean to ourselves because we're like, oh, it's me. I'm allowed to do whatever I want to myself. But you don't realize, number one, the amount of internal damage that it is doing to you, the amount that it is affecting your mental health. Number two, you don't realize that when other people see you being that way to yourself, they think it's okay to also think those things about yourself, about you. they think it's okay. Like, oh, Liv thinks she hasn't changed. Like, that's something I can joke about with her now because she's aware of it. And that kind of just adds to it. It's just this constant negative self-talk. And it has to do with everything that we do. Like, not just the gym, with school. It's like, I'll never be good enough for this. I'll never be good enough for that. It's always, always negative self-talk. It's always our fault in our eyes. It's always our fault. And it has a lot to do with who you are too. Like, if you're someone that puts people first a lot, you're going to think everything's kind of your own fault. And I'm going to talk about this in another habit. But when it comes to negative self-talk, we have to become aware. We have to become aware of what we're actually saying to ourselves and the damage that it is doing. When I was sitting on my floor and I was looking in my mirror, I looked in my face and I was like, what did you do to deserve this? What did you do to have yourself talk to you like this? And I just sat with myself and I got sad because I was like, why am I mad at myself? Why am I mad at my body? There has been changes, small changes, but there has been changes. And it really, really just made me sit there and think of like the fact that I can be so easily angry at myself, but I would never be mad at someone else for the same thing. So why am I going to sit here and be mad at myself? So moments like that where you kind of just realize how cruel and brutal you can actually be to yourself is really eye-opening because it just makes you appreciate all the good things about yourself and it makes you realize like, wait, we got to step back. Why all of a sudden are we allowing ourselves to do this? And once I kind of did step back and I was like, you know what? Like, I'm okay. I'm proud of what I did. I'm proud of what I've accomplished. I'm proud that working out is my lifestyle and is my habit and is my routine. Everything else will come after. I did a whole episode called Habits Now, Results Later, and I still stand by that. So talking negatively about yourself, you just have to think about what it would feel like if someone else was doing that to you or if you were doing that to someone else. How would you feel? Would you ever say those things to other people? How would you feel if other people said it to you? Sit back with yourself and just realize you have to treat yourself how you want to be treated. Truly, you do. You want to perceive yourself. You want to treat yourself how you want others to perceive you. So at the end of the day, this negative self-talk, it's going to start to gather and it's going to start to really mess with your head and it's really going to start to mess with the way that people view you. The next problem or bad habit we have written down is thinking you're the problem, thinking that you're at fault, blaming yourself. So when I wrote this one down, it came a lot to do with other people and kind of just how other people treat us and thinking that the way that people treat us is our fault. And that's like a habit of mindset. It's like, oh, these people excluded me and didn't invite me to go out because I'm annoying, because I'm loud, because they can't stand me, because I'm this, because I talk this way, because I chew this loud, whatever it might be. We think right away, we're like, we're the problem. Like, I'm the problem. What did I do wrong? Or let's say we're talking to someone and all of a sudden they stop texting you, they stop reaching out to you, they don't ask you to hang out anymore. You're like, what did I do? Like, I'm the problem. What did I do? And you just sit back and you think that you're the problem for everything. And I noticed this about myself because I think recently I've been kind of noticing like who's meant to be in my life and who's not meant to be in my life and who I can create a good relationship with and then who I can't kind of like get there with. And I remember seeing myself getting left out of something and it hurt me. And I was like, huh, like I didn't realize I would be left out of something like that. You know, it's like I had a group of friends and I had seen that this group of friends was kind of doing things without me or making a group chat without me in it. And I remember just sitting and being like, and seeing that and just kind of being like, huh, like, what did I do? Like, why am I did I do something that made me so bad of a friend where people don't want me around? Like, people don't want to talk in the same group chat as me. Like, what did I do wrong? And I just started to sit there and I used to be like, what did I do? What's wrong with me? Like, am I loud? Am I annoying? Am I this? Am I that? Did I do something? And then I was like, wait, why is this my fault? I was like, why? Like, what does this have to do with me? I was like, what did I do wrong? And then I really sat there and I was like, what did I do wrong? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I did nothing wrong to be excluded from these people. And I sat there with myself for a little bit and I was just confused. I was like, what? Like, why was I my first instinct? Like, why was I my own first victim of like, you did something wrong, you're to blame? Like, why? What did I do to deserve that? And then I was like, I did nothing wrong. I'm not the problem. I'm not the reason I'm not getting invited. I'm going to be unapologetically myself. And I think that's the first thing that you have to realize if you think that you're the problem. And me saying that example, maybe you're like, Liv, I'm the same way. Like, girl, I feel you. Like, I'm like that too. I think a lot of people are like that because we think so highly of the people we surround ourselves with a lot of the time, not every single person, that when we're excluded from something or we're not involved or they say something bad about us, we take their word over our own. And we're like, oh, well, if they perceive me that way, that's how I am. And what we do is we actually put our worth and our identity in other people's hands. And it's like, oh, they think I'm smart. That means I'm smart. Oh, they think I'm pretty. That means I'm pretty. Oh, they think I'm, you know, stupid. That means I'm stupid. What other people say about us and how other people identify us, it's considered our identity. But why? How come the way other people perceive me is who I am? If someone says, oh my God, Liv is so lazy. Like, she's so lazy. She doesn't do anything. I know I'm hardworking, but how come they get to label that as my identity? And then you realize every single person in this world perceives you in a different way. Every single person. There's not two people in this world that view you and perceive you as the same exact way. You serve a different purpose to each person that you're surrounded by. And believe it or not, you have a little bit of a different personality around each person, whether it's the jokes you make to them or the way you speak to them, whatever it might be. And that person, like each person in your life, you have a separate identity to each person. But the problem is we let majority rule how we actually view ourselves. And when you actually sit with yourself and you're like, wait, I just realized I am letting my identity be up to other people. I'm letting other people decide who I am. And I believe what other people say and I take that up and I make it my own word and I make it who I am. Like, oh, someone said, oh my God, Liv loves coffee. All of a sudden I love coffee. It's my personality trait. Like, it's like, that's my thing. It's like, where did that come from? And obviously that's a more positive thing than a negative thing, but that kind of just goes back to thinking that you're the problem. So we allow other people to have way too much power over us, way too much of an opinion. Like, we let people's opinions matter way more than they should. And I noticed that. I noticed that a lot. I was like, wait, like, I really do. Like, I let people bother me way more than they should. And I'm not the most sensitive person. I'm not going to sit there and get sad about things, but I will sit there and overthink things. I overthink a lot, but I don't get sad. Like, I'm not going to sit there and be sad because I didn't hang out with these people or because they didn't include me somewhere. I'm just going to sit there and be like, but why? Like, what did I do? And I'm going to think a lot and I'm going to think a lot and I'm going to get angry and I'm going to get pissed and I'm going to confront someone. But at the end of the day, because this happened to me, the situation I was talking about happened to me like a few days ago. And I was like, should I confront the situation? I was like, you know what? What's the point? What is the point of confronting this situation? Like, what am I going to receive by kind of just texting and being like, hey, you guys left me out. Like, what did I do wrong? Because at the end of the day, they can't give me an answer. I know I'm confident enough in myself and who I am where they can't say, well, you did this, this, and this, because I know I didn't do anything. You know what I mean? It's like, I know I did nothing wrong. So at the end of the day, I'm not going to sit there and ask for validation and ask for answers from people I know that can't give it to me and people who aren't worth giving me those answers. So when I first saw it, I was a little bit shocked. I was a little bit annoyed. I was a little bit confused. But at the end of the day, I was like, who cares? Like, okay, those are a few less people I could be close with. But at the end of the day, I know I didn't do anything wrong. I don't dislike these people. I don't have anything against these people. But it's just one of those things where I just don't care. Like, I don't care to force myself into a group or something. So I think that when our first instinct is thinking we're the problem, you have to sit back and be like, but why am I the problem? What did I do? And then once you realize you didn't do anything, you're going to get out of that mindset. You're going to be like, I'm not the problem. What's their problem? You know, and it's not to like all of a sudden just like hate on everyone and confront everyone and like be on this rage. But at the end of the day, it's just to realize you're not at fault. We always think everything is our fault and we always think about what we do wrong and what's wrong with us. At the end of the day, you just have to be yourself, and whoever can't handle it doesn't deserve your time. Doesn't deserve your friendship. And I talk about this with relationships too. Like, if you're getting into a relationship with someone or you're dating someone and you guys fight and you're just thinking of all the things that you did wrong and you said wrong and, you know, all the reasons to be mad at you, it's like at the end of the day, there's two parties involved in the situation, or three or four or five, whatever you're kind of going through. how are you going to lie it, like lay it all on you? What did you do to deserve all of the blame? I always say you're never asking for too much and you're never doing for too much. You're just asking the wrong people and you're allowing the wrong people in. The next bad habit is not being able to envision change in your future. There are so many things that this could be revolved around, but I think that this is a habit I've caught myself a little bit guilty of, where as confident as I am in my work ethic and in my ability and in my passion, like I get very proud of myself for my passion and finding what I love at a young age and working on it. You know, I don't just really sit back and let things come together. I really do work for success and work for change. I don't wait for things to fall on my plate. And I think sometimes I have trouble envisioning my perfect life. You know, it's like, I think we all have a little bit of an image of what we want our life to look like in 5 or 10 years. And sometimes I feel like it's hard to believe that we could actually accomplish that. And it's hard for us to believe that we deserve that much. And I was thinking about this kind of the other day where when it comes to my podcast, right, I'm proud of myself for discovering my passion. I'm proud of the community that I built. Like each one of you listening to this, I'm so in love with this community. It is insane. I was going through your DMs the other day and I was just like, I love all of these girls. Like I love them. So it's like, I'm so proud of what I've created and I'm proud that I'm in love with it. I'm proud that I'm not really like forcing myself to love something. But at the end of the day, it's like, can I envision myself really being successful? And sometimes I question it and I'm like, well, I hate what I do in school. Like I'm fully transparent with when it comes to school with you guys. Like I am so bad at school. I don't know if that's really a thing to say. I'm so here I go with negative self-talk again. See, we got to break up with these bad habits and I'm not doing a good job. But my point is I'm not passionate about school. At the end of the day, if I have a passion towards something, I'm going to be good at it no matter what. And I think that goes for everyone in this world. If you're passionate about something and you love something, you're going to be good at it and you're going to want to be the best at it because of how much you love it and because of how much you care about it. So that's not how I feel about school. I don't feel passionate about school. I don't feel in love with school. I don't feel that way about school. I don't put in the extra effort to be great at it, to be amazing at it, because I don't have it in me to prioritize it. So sometimes when I come to like, okay, I don't love my major, I don't love school, but when I graduate college, what am I going to do? Am I only going to do my podcast and social media? Like, is that what is meant for me? Is that what I want? Is that my path is? And then I'm like, that is my dream. Like, that's what I would love to be doing, is just creating content. Like, I love creating content. So is that what I'm meant to be doing? And then sometimes I'm like, no, there's no way that I'm actually going to be good enough to only be doing that. There's no way I'm actually going to be able to pull it off and be able to do this and all these things. And that's where it kind of comes into not being able to envision change. It's like, how come I don't think that I can be that successful? How come I don't think that I can graduate college and do this? I always say, I hope I can, I wish I can. But at the end of the day, I should say, I'm gonna only do my podcast after college. I should be kind of speaking to a point where I'm not just envisioning the change, I'm saying that change is the only option. And I think a reason we stop ourselves from doing this is because we don't want to disappoint ourselves. We don't want to set in expectations and then be disappointed. I've realized myself doing this a lot recently, where I don't expect anything so that there's no possible outcome of me being disappointed, whether that have to do with school, with work, with gym results, with people in my life. Like, oh, I expect this person to reach out to me. It's like, no, I don't expect anything from anyone, because at the end of the day, I don't want anyone else to have the power to disappoint me. You know what I mean? So I think not being able to envision change has a lot to do with us being scared of failure, us being scared of disappointing ourselves, us being scared of not reaching those expectations and those standards that we set for ourselves. So I think realizing that, number one, failure doesn't exist, right? That's not a thing. Failure does not exist. Failure only exists if you want it to exist. If you fail and you stop, that's it. You failed. But if you fail and you pick yourself back up and you try again and you fail and you pick yourself back up and you do it 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 times over, you have not failed. You have not failed yet because you are still trying. So until you get that end result, you have not failed. It's when you fail and you give up, that is when you have failed. But if you fail and you get up and you keep trying, that is not failure. That was just a little bump in your road, you know? So not being able to envision change, I think, has a lot to do with not wanting to disappoint ourselves. But we have to realize failure doesn't exist, so neither does disappointment. At the end of the day, even if you disappoint yourself once, you can pick yourself back up and you can change. From that moment on, you can change. So, and that's one of my favorite breaking up with bad habits to get rid of is not thinking that I can't create my dream life, because I can. And you listening to this right now, so can you. When this episode ends, I want you to sit and I want you to think about your dream life. And I want you to just think about your dream life. I want you to create a vision board. Look at pictures of Pinterest of what would make up your dream life. Where do you want to work? Where do you want to live? What kind of family do you want to have? Do you want to have a family? What's your side hustle? What do you want to, you know, where do you want to travel to? What are your goals? All these things. And don't even think about what you want, but how you're going to get there. What are the steps that you're going to take to get there? The next bad habit that I have is procrastinating. This is the last bad habit that I wrote down. I feel like I did this all week. And like I said, sometimes if you are down, if you're in a bad mood, if you're kind of just like, today's not the day, like I don't want to do anything today, I'm sad, I just want to let myself be sad, that's okay. Like, you're allowed to just be sad and sit in bed and be sad. Like, I've sat in bed and was sad all week. Like, I let myself do that. And because I let myself do that, I woke up today on Friday, I was scrolling on my phone a little bit in bed this morning, and I was like, no, you're not having one of those days, you're gonna have a good day. And then I got out of bed and I went onto my desk and I started to just write down things I was going to talk about in my episode, because me scrolling through TikTok in the morning was a bad habit. And I was like, you can't do this. And once I realized like that's a bad habit, I was like, I should talk about bad habits in today's episode, because I've been filling them up. And we know the basic bad habits of eating unhealthy, scrolling through TikTok, all these things. I want to talk about those things. I'll probably do a separate episode because I don't want to make this episode 3 hours long. I'll probably do a separate episode on breaking up like maybe smaller habits, because I think these are more bigger habits, whereas smaller habits consist of, you know, not moving your body or eating unhealthy, like I said, or being on your phone too much or whatever it is. But procrastinating, I realized that I sit in bed and scroll through my phone because I'm procrastinating my day, right? There's nothing I'm looking forward to in the day, so I'm procrastinating getting out of bed. I'm procrastinating getting ready. There's nothing that I'm looking forward to today, right? Like, I woke up today and I was like, I don't know what I'm looking forward to. Like, I was in a negative mindset. Once I actually got out of bed, grabbed my ice roller, went into the bathroom, started doing my skincare, I was like, the weather is beautiful. I get to go on a long walk today. I get to put in a good podcast and I get to go on a long walk. I get to record my episode, edit it, upload it, create some content for people. Like, those are things to look forward to. Just because I don't have crazy, you know, Friday night plans, that doesn't mean that I don't deserve to enjoy my day and enjoy my morning and make it like the best that I can. And yeah, so I think that that's kind of one of the things that with procrastinating. It doesn't really just have to do with like work, because I know last night around 8 p.m., I was like, Liv, you haven't done your homework all week. Like, you probably have so much due right now and you have no idea. And I opened up my laptop and I had like 4 things due at 11:59 p.m. And I was like, it's now or never. I went to my desk and I just started typing, just going crazy at my computer. And I was like, this has to get done in 3 hours. It's going to get done. And all of a sudden just kept going. And I finished all 4 assignments by 11:59 p.m. So that was something where I was like, I procrastinated all week and I came through at the end, but that's kind of a more smaller procrastination. When I talk procrastinating, I talk procrastinating our feelings, procrastinating our emotions. We kind of do things so that we don't feel. So me staying in bed and scrolling through TikTok is me avoiding how I'm going to feel during the day. Am I going to get anxious today? Am I going to get sad today? I'd rather not know. I'd rather not think about it. So I'm just going to scroll on my phone and distract myself. Distractions can be good, but if you are not also facing the problem head on and thinking about it and talking about it, you will never overcome it. And last night after I finished my homework, I sat in bed and I was like, the situation that's been bothering me all week, I have to think about it. I have to sit with myself and I have to talk to myself about it. Like, I have to, as much as I want to distract myself or hide from my emotions or not allow myself to feel this way, I have to, because if I don't feel this way now, I'm going to feel this way in a week, in a month, in a year, and it's going to bring on a new situation. And then I'm going to go through this process again. And instead of going through this process again, I want to get over it. So I don't want to procrastinate it. You don't deserve to procrastinate your feelings or procrastinate your emotions. Like, that's a human thing that you deserve to feel and that you're going to feel no matter what. So when it comes to procrastinating, I'm talking about procrastinating your feelings, procrastinating the way you feel, all these little things that kind of just, you refuse to let yourself feel. So you distract yourself with little things like scrolling on your phone or going to like see people and whatever. And like I said, distractions can be good, right? It could be good to distract yourself. It could be good to hang out with people instead of sitting in your bed and letting yourself get sad over the same thing. But at the end of the day, are you dealing with your situation? Are you facing it head on? Are you kind of allowing yourself to know it's a problem and thinking about how you could fix it? So now that we talked about the bad habits that we want to break up with, right? How are we going to break up with them? Number one, you need to change the usual and you need to adjust your patterns and replace your patterns. So as soon as you look in the mirror, like this is something I talk about personally. When I look in the mirror and I get upset about what I look like, what's the first thing I do? I go on the floor, I start crying, I start scrolling through Pinterest and I start looking at bodies that I don't look like. It's the first thing I do. I start looking at clothes that I don't look good in. That's a pattern. I need to replace that pattern. Okay, right? So it's like, okay, the next time I get sad about my body, because you're still going to get sad about things. You're a human being. You're still going to feel emotions about things and get upset about things. So it's like you need to fix and adjust and replace how you're reacting to it. Like with school or with work, with my podcast, when the second a negative thing goes into my mind about my podcast, instead of allowing that negative thing to kind of soak, like seep into my brain and think about it, instead of that, I'm going to create a vision board. I'm going to look at everything that I've accomplished with my podcast. I'm going to create a goals list of my podcast. I'm going to exchange the pattern of comparison with the pattern of motivation, with the pattern of vision. And once I do that, I'll be able to kind of change the usual and I'm adjusting how I react. The next thing is when you think of your bad habit, think about how it serves you. When you talk negatively about yourself, when you overthink that you're the problem, what is that doing to you? Is that making you grow? Is what you're doing right now going to make you a better version of who you were when you woke up yesterday? No. But think about it, right? Sit there and think, how is this serving me? Because at the end of the day, it's not. Right? And you need to be honest with yourself and be like, that is not doing anything for me besides negative stuff. So why am I allowing myself to keep doing it? The next thing, what causes or triggers this? What causes you to have negative self-talk? What causes you to think that you're the problem? Is it the people you're surrounded by? Right? Is it the people you're surrounded by? Is it who you follow on social media? Is it the people you see in class? Is it the things that you pop up on your For You page? Change those things. Remove those triggers. Remove those causes. Those people, if people make you feel bad about yourself, if people make you think that you're the problem or make you question your own worth or question who you are, you have all the right to remove those people from your life. I'm not necessarily saying block, block, block. No, if you want to, you can, right? If there's like social media pages that don't make you feel good about yourself, you have all the right to block or unfollow or mute them or whatever. But at the end of the day, I know myself, I'm not going to go there, right? I talked about these girls that I had felt upset with, that I had felt like I was the problem with, whatever it was. And I was like, I'm not going to confront them. I'm not going to leave the group chat that I'm in, because the group chat I'm with them in still exists. It doesn't get talked in, but it still exists. I'm not going to leave the group chat. I'm not going to make a statement about this, but I'm going to remove myself a little bit. I'm going to talk less, not going to get as involved, because at the end of the day, I saw where I stand, right? I saw how these girls kind of view me through that. And as soon as I saw that, I was like, you know what? Why am I going to bother? Like, why am I going to, number one, make it a statement? Why am I going to make more of the situation? Why am I going to allow these girls to know that they got to me type of thing? So it's like, I'm removing that trigger. I'm removing the cause by just not reaching out, by not making it a statement, and by not involving myself. So that's kind of my way of removing a trigger, is just separating myself. I don't have to make an action to remove this trigger, but I just have to tell myself and think with myself and feel with myself. And the last tip that I have for breaking up with these bad habits, realizing that you can't control other people. You can only change yourself. You can only change your own mindset. You can only break your own bad habits. You can only, you know, you have to identify yourself and realize that the way you perceive yourself matters most. So I think that once we start depending on other people to help us through situations and we realize that we have to kind of deal with things head on, that's when we get stronger and that's when we break up with these bad habits, because we realize we can't afford bad habits in our life when we're bettering ourselves. So I think that when it comes to negative self-talk, thinking you're the problem, procrastinating, whatever it is, you have to realize that if other people are causing you to be this way or triggering you to be this way or whatever it might be, that isn't your problem and that isn't something you can't fix. You can only fix how you decide to deal with it. So those were our breaking up with bad habits. Those were bad habits that I kind of thought of that I go through and that I think a lot of other people go through, and also how to kind of get over them how to overcome them. I think that it's so normal to feel all the things that I was saying. And at the end of the day, it's a human thing. Like, you're a human being. This is a normal thing. I think that we get down on ourselves a lot and we expect so much from ourselves and we forget that we're just humans. So I want to thank you guys for listening to this week's For You Friday episode. I hope you have an amazing weekend planned. I think I need a self-love weekend this weekend. I think I'm going to actually plan my weekend and things that I want to do for myself. And things I kind of just want to spoil myself with something or treat myself to something, because I think that we have to realize that we deserve those things too. And it's self-love weekend type of week. So thank you again for listening. I hope you guys have a safe and amazing weekend plan, and I will talk to you next week.